Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of the Arthur Jones Show. I apologize if I didn't do it on YouTube this past Sunday. I just decided to just do it for exclusively for Blog Talk Radio. So we're doing YouTube tonight, and just thought that'd be good way to, like, you know, bring the show back, because, like I said, as soon as we start with the other shows and stuff, the Arthur Jones Show is going to be exclusively on YouTube. F4 Wrestling tonight will be exclusively for YouTube. No, Wrestling Tonight and the Arthur Jones Show will be exclusively for YouTube when the other shows start.
Oh, okay, I get it.
But, anyways, I'm sorry, I'm just eating popcorn here, and this popcorn is really kind of good. It's called Simply Pop. That's a good. Just eating and eating and eating. But, we got a few things to talk about today. Well, one thing, Brewers are now in the playoffs officially. Yes, they are. What position they're going to be, we don't know until the season ends.
They're in it.
Right. And the Cubs are not. That was my big giggle. Yes, I am. I hate the Cubs. For people that don't know why I don't like the Chicago Cubs. No, like, I love the Chicago Bulls and Chicago Bears, and oh my.
The Chicago Bears.
You really hitting it. But, anyways, I do like the Chicago Bears and Chicago Bulls and Chicago White Sox. I do not like because of their fans. Their fans are so rude, ruthless, and act like they ain't got no manners. They don't know how to tip a brother either. When I used to work there, but while we're watching Cheers, we're doing the show at the same time. They're probably crying. That could be what the club manager is saying. Y'all need to get right with God. I don't know what that flash was. But, anyways, the Brewers do have an opportunity to take the division. But I don't know what's going on with the Cardinals. Like, I know they won yesterday, but did they somehow lose, like, these next four games? I think there's an opportunity that the Brewers can, if the Brewers win their next four games, but not, I think that's including this one. Next four games starting tomorrow, and the Cardinals lose theirs, there's a chance it could be a tie or Brewers could be ahead of them. This is all depends on how those games are going to go.
The one thing we don't want is the Brewers. So,
yeah, because if they stuck at where they at right now and if they don't like pass Washington, or if Washington isn't losing, whatever, they gotta go to Washington to face them, like a one-game elimination playoff game. Of course, the winner of that will face, I don't know if they're gonna end up facing Atlanta or Los Angeles. It's gonna be one of the two. Or they could face the St. Louis Cardinals. Depends on how the depends on how the National League is gonna set up their playoff. So what was the score for the Brewers game? 9-2. Yeah, they've been on a roll in September, so. Well, always say wait till September, then something always seems like it goes on.
Wait September, when September starts.
Well, I'm glad they made it to the playoff for a second consecutive year, but I think if I was working, of course they're going to be like, there's possible if they, you know, whatever wild card spot they'd be in. I guess it just all depends. Throwing beer in the river. Oh. Wow, how are you going to pitch for that? I'm sorry, I'm just watching you. This is a little funny. Hey, man, it's the five keys. What it seems like. But, like, we have a good thing going on in Wisconsin sports. Well, except for local wrestling, but everything's good going on in sport, in Wisconsin sports. Like, oh, yeah, they got fined $50K. For so-called tampering, and I think I know why that got fined. This past Thursday, they had a town hall meeting, although it was free for the public, which I wish I would have known. I would have went. So somebody asked the question about Giannis. They said they can't talk much about it, but they saying that they will try to, you know, talk to him and stand it, and hopefully he'll stay. And they just talk about, like, a little bit. He does available to have a Supermax next summer. And the thing is, the NBA find that, you know, tampering, and they find them. Yeah, it is. It's like, since they started, you know, oh, they want to start doing the tampering thing. And I thought this was like, before they mentioned it, they just started to find people. But since they said that, this is good. But also, the Bucks, they had marketing day today and yesterday that, you know, they had some of the new guys that they got in their jerseys, and some of the guys that was with them with their jerseys on too is taking photos and things like that. Like, I know, like, Wesley Matthews had 23, and somehow he's got number 9. And Dante DiVincenzo had number 9. But I guess he switched it, and now he's wearing number 0. He is determined to find his keys. He's really looking. But we know how it all plays out because he already thinks he found them. Well, as I was saying for Wisconsin sports, like, hopefully the Bucks going to do their thing. Their training camp is also going to start this Monday. And normally they do like a open practice for the public, but I don't know if they're going to do that this year because they didn't. Right, because they would have been mentioning it by now, and they haven't. Just like they didn't do the normal block party, but they did it because of like the Giannis MVP celebration. But I thought they were still going to do the block party, which they didn't do. Which is just, ooh, she got right with God. But they haven't mentioned it or anything like that as of yet about the. If they're going to have a open practice for the public. I just hope if they do, they got to mention it very soon for if they want a lot of people to come. True. And their first preseason game is, I think, October 9th against the Utah Jazz. I'm thinking of going, but not sure yet. Maybe me and the missus may go to that game. Yes. They saw him there recently, too.
That was their mother. It was the mom who... And they were beating the shit out of the boyfriend. And the mother screaming to her, telling him, asking the dad to make him stop. And he's like, no.
That was beautiful.
Man, there are some things that just bring his father and his boys together.
That's a real father, you mean? This is only on that alcoholic beer. But I guess speaking of fathers, let's talk about mine. In the very beginning of my life, as far as I've been told, he was around. Although he got arrested, he was, in a way, still around. Like, when he stopped being around was, like, maybe, like, when I was starting to be a teenager. Like, he told me where he worked at, and I, like, visit him sometimes just to be like, either it's how you doing, or I need this, I need that. Because around those teenage years, it's like, there she is. Thank you. I ain't saying nothing. That'd be a new show, Tribute to the Black. But after my father, like when I was a kid, he'd be around. He's like, man, he tried to give me stuff that I didn't ask for, but he did anyway. And all I wanted was like to spend time with him while I was a kid. Of course, when you're a teenager, you get older and you want to not have him get you some things that you need for, could be either school or just something that you need. Like, of course, video games was in. And it's like, I wanted him to give me a Super Nintendo. But it would get hard like to get a hold of. And he finally just said, it's like, oh, I didn't get it. I did cry. But my mom just said, like, although it's Christmas Eve, I'll let you open the present early. I opened it, and lo and behold, it was the Super Nintendo. So, like I said, ever since my teenage years, my father always lies. It's just like you can never get the truth from him. It really ain't getting along. That should be the smartest thing you can do. Put a camera in your bedroom, not in your living room. But put one camera in the living room, one camera in the bedroom. It's like kind of a smart thing just to, if you want to cut somebody's team, just put a camera in the living room and one in the bedroom. Oh, that's for you. Yeah, you enjoy that, all right. Well, back to my father. I don't know if I told anybody this, but I guess like I kind of gave up trying to see if he's gonna give me stuff and things like that, like stuff that I need and want. So I went to his house, the house he was sharing with my brother's mother at the time. And I just like, I want you to come to my graduation. If you want to invite her too, go right ahead. So, oh, I'll read that in a minute. My dad was a drinker, so that was true. I don't care. I was going to throw it out there anyway. But basically, oh, wow. Wrong. But yeah, my dad just drinks a lot. It's like he can drink every morning, every afternoon, every evening. Anyways, graduation came, and of course, he never showed up. And that's when I have like one of my last straws and like haven't talked to him until my uncle's funeral. Is my uncle's funeral or was it my?
It was your uncle's funeral.
Okay. Yeah, it was my uncle's funeral, then he was trying to talk like saying he was sorry that he wanted to like to work things out and blah blah blah. And I was just thinking like maybe I should just try to have a relationship with my father and try to Jesus.
I like the way that God stops and goes almost as though he's like thinking about it, like
but anyways, no, we tried to work things out and stuff like that, and things were okay. It's like he expected all his children to come visit him and not like visit us. Because at the time, it's like, he was like in a better situation. Well, I'm going to say he was in like a good better situation, but he was in a decent situation than we were. And like always asking for some money for cigarettes or spot me money for some beer or this and that. And foolish enough, I did.
Many times.
Yeah, many times. Recently.
When your dad asked you for money and he was coming over on Friday to pay it back and the Friday never showed.
Oh, that's one of them tickets.
Well, whatever, he still owes you money.
Well, let's get on to the final straw then. I think I was in...
I got one check out.
It's like when my dad didn't have a job, he just stopped. He still owes child support. Oh,
we paid off, so
Right. And it's like he told me that he was gonna do this for me, he was gonna do this and that. It's like
and the day he said he was coming out, he got home by the morning and said, yeah, I'm on my way to the bank. And then I remember you called him up and said, are you on your way? And he was like, yeah, I'll be there in 20 minutes.
Right. That made me mad. Then he over there saying, apologizing and talking about, like, his sister owes him money. So whenever he gets that back from her, he'll give him money, whatever. But it wasn't about the money. It's about
the lies.
It's the lies. And that's all it is. It's just about the lies.
And I don't think what some fathers get is that as a kid, you don't want to, you don't necessarily want all the money the world spent on. You want time with your dad.
Exactly. So I know I got like about 3 minutes left, so I'm going to get to this poem. It's called To My No Good Father. Yeah, I was so upset at my therapist appointment. She was just thinking like, she was trying to calm me down and stuff, and I was like, I feel like writing a poem. And she just gave me a piece of paper and stuff and she said, wrote it down. So, all right. In the beginning, you loved me. You cared about me whenever I wanted something or needed to be fed. As I got older, so did you. In my life, you don't know much of what I went through. As a child, I just wanted to spend time with you. As a teen, I just needed things from you like any normal teen would do. As I needed my father the most, you weren't there. I needed that male presence that will teach me to be a man that was with me everywhere. My mom tried her best. You were supposed to do the rest. I tried to maintain a relationship, but now I realize that you're full of it. I hope you look at life and notice what you've done, because what I got left of memories of you is none. No more dragging me down, because it's time for me to be done with you, and don't frown no more. So, in other words, what I'm saying, it's the last straw that I have with my father, and I'm just done.
Well, and the thing is, it comes down to it, is that it doesn't matter if you see him once a week, once a month, once every half a month.
Right.
It's the quality of it.
It is, and...
Call up and say hi, how are you doing, what you up to?
Not always expecting me to call. Because it's like I'm doing something with my life and want to at least try to better myself in life, not be like how my dad became. That's what I did not want. But I guess I know I could continue more about my dad, but we're probably just going to end it right here for on Blog Talk Radio. So, restoffanspeakout.weebly.com. Check the website out. Don't forget our show starts in 1 week from Tuesday, but not this coming Tuesday, but the Tuesday after. I would say a week from Tuesday. Oh, I was correct. So those shows get to start. Also, look for us on Twitter. Also, check out Maddie's Memory. Hazel does a lot of good work on there. Yeah, you. So check that out. Also, check out the WFSR Radio Network on Facebook. And also look for our YouTube videos, too, on WFSR on YouTube. Until then, y'all have a good night, and we might do another show next week.